Okay, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss stocks versus bonds. Okay, again, we're going to analyze firm ABC's balance sheet. Okay, so you'll notice that the bonds will equal debt, right? Those are debt instruments that we use to fund our company's operations, right? So we will sell our bonds into the open market, and this will guarantee a fixed payment of some coupon rate, right? So 10% coupon, you know, they'll get paid 10% on the bond annually or semi-annually, however that is constructed. And so a bond is a debt obligation that we have to repay with interest over time, right? In a fixed rate, okay? Where stocks equal our equity, so the relative stock value is going to be, or the nominal stock value is going to be relative to the shareholders' equity on the balance sheet, right? So we'll discuss that moving forward, right? So assets can be anything comprised of, you know, capital assets as far as plant, property, equipment, cash, you know, receivables, right? Anything that has to do with ownership, right, that we own, and that is our value of our assets, right? Anything that we own that comprises of the company is known as an asset, okay? Again, liabilities, anything that we have to pay out, a bank loan, revolving line of credit, or we issue some bonds. So liabilities are payment obligations on our assets, right? So in order to get shareholder equity, which is the remaining value of your assets after you subtract out your liability. So in this case, we have $4 million in shareholder equity left over after we subtract out our liabilities from our assets. This is a pretty decent position to be in. You know, you're at a 60% debt-to-equity ratio. You know, so that's pretty strong. You're not too overly leveraged here. So I think this company has got a lot going on, going in the right direction, right? So now we have $4 million in owner's equity. Okay, so now how are we going to distribute that back into shareholders, right? So now we have this is supposed to say 1 million shares of stock. It says 10, but it's not supposed to say 1. But so we have 1 million shares of stock that we are going to issue, or that are issued in the market, that is in the market, available for trade, buy and sell. So we have 1 million shares outstanding, and we have $4 million in equity remaining after we subtract out our liabilities from our assets. So let's discuss shareholder equity, okay? Shareholder equity is equal to a firm's total assets minus its total liabilities, and is one of the most common financial metrics employed by analysts to determine the financial health of a company. So the balance sheet is used it's very common, right? It's used often to determine the health of a company, right? It's a snapshot in time of how a company is performing then and there. Okay, shareholders' equity represents the net value of a company, or the amount that would be returned to shareholders if all the company's assets were liquidated or sold off and all of its debts repaid, right? So assets being liquidated means we are selling off all of our assets in order to pay down debt, right? So shareholders' equity equals total assets minus total liabilities. Remember, it represents the net value of a company, right? So the assets is the total value, whereas shareholders' equity is the net value after you subtract out total liabilities. Assume company ABC's balance sheet shows $1.6 million in retained earnings held in cash, $4 million in stocks, and $4.4 million equipment and other fixed assets, right? So that gives us our $10 million in total assets. Back to the balance sheet, $10 million in total assets. Okay? It also shows the following debts or expenses to be paid. $6 million in total liabilities, and this is, you know, in corporate bonds. Let's just say, for instance, this is in corporate bonds, to keep it simple. These were just simple examples of different types of liabilities. But for this example, we're going to say our $6 million is issued all in corporate bonds, okay? So according to the balance sheet, ABC has $10 million in total assets and $6 million in total liabilities. After subtracting the liabilities from the assets, ABC shareholders' equity is $4 million, right? So now we can easily calculate the price per share, right? As we discussed in the earlier video, you will take $4 million in shareholder equity, and you'll divide that by the 1 million shares. That will give us a $4 per share price. Okay, so pretty easy calculation to find our share price using the balance sheet, right? But remember that the $4 per share price is the book value, not the market value. So we're using the $4 share price as a benchmark as to whether we should buy or sell or not buy the security, right? Or the equity or the stock of this company, right? From an investor's perspective, you can determine if a company's equity or shares of stock are undervalued, overvalued by comparing the market price or the market value of the firm, right, which is the actual price per share traded in the market. And you can compare that to the company's owner's equity, which will be flowed through in the stock price through the 1 million shares. So you can compare those and determine if the company is overvalued or undervalued. Now let's look at bonds, okay? Company ABC has total liabilities in the form of corporate bonds totaling $6 million. $6 million in corporate debt equals 6,000 bond certificates at a $1,000 face value price, right? So we'll have the $1,000 face value price, so we can purchase those certificates in the open market for $1,000, okay? But we can see that this is a zero coupon bond. So in order to benefit the company, they did not issue a coupon payment, which is a coupon payment is a fixed payment over the life of the bond, right, until maturity, that'll be paid out on a annual, semi-annual, or quarterly basis, depending on how the company structures the bonds for sale. So, because there's no coupon payment throughout the life of the bond, this is known as a zero coupon bond, right? So the company of the ABC company will not pay interest on the bonds until maturity. So it's backloaded, right? So this is a backloaded bond certificate. Okay, so our firm, this is advantageous for our firm because obviously, let's say that these are 5-year bonds, right? And in this 5-year period, we are really wanting to grow our company. But instead of having to pay out a coupon payment every quarter, every 6 months, or every year, we can retain that coupon payment over the 5 years, and we can reinvest that back into our operation, right? So that's the advantages of having a zero coupon bond, right? But hopefully, our progress and our growth will go as planned, and so we'll have an excess or marginal retained earnings, right? Greater than we would have, right? So hopefully, we'll have a marginal retained earnings from the non-issuance of the coupons, right? So that way, when we're ready to backload pay them or pay them at the end of the maturity, when the bond comes to full maturity, we will then have to pay the coupon payment out, and hopefully we're positioned well enough and have a strong enough free cash flow basis that we can make the coupon payment. We don't want to default, right? Either way, that coupon payment is going to be made, and shareholder equity, right, will not be dispersed out in the form of dividends if we cannot pay off our coupon, because debt has got to be paid down first, regardless, before any equity is distributed, okay? So like I said earlier, a coupon payment is a regular payment of interest on a bond, right? And it's fixed, and you'll have a rate, and it'll be paid. Typically, bonds are paid as regular bonds, and the coupon payment is paid out, accordingly, you know, annual, semi-annual, quarterly, however, right? But in this case, I wanted to kind of throw in the language of a zero coupon bond so that you may become a little more familiar with that terminology. So let's look at company ABC, and let's say they go bankrupt, right? Who will bear the burden of a bankruptcy restructure first? Or will it be the debt holders, or will it be the shareholders, right? Who will bear the burden of the bankruptcy, right? So let's say our assets are going to be liquidated, and we will have our assets valued at a discounted basis from $10 million to $8 million, right? So we notice we still have $6 million in liabilities, right? So as we look at this, you'll be able to see that our assets have decreased, right, because of the liquidation, right? They're going to be sold at a discount to market value. So, but liabilities remain the same, okay? So notice even though we are filing bankruptcy, right, and we're going to be restructured, liabilities more than likely, right, and a liquidation of a company, liabilities will not change, right? So the liquidation, the sale, unless debt will have to be restructured. If assets as a revalued group of assets is discounted down, if it's, let's say that the assets were discounted down from $10 million to $5 million, right? So now our assets are less than our liabilities. Now the liabilities will have to restructure and proportionate to the liability structure, right? So if it's let's say it's a line of credit, and let's say it's a bank loan, and let's say you've issued some other kind of short-term payables, right? Those liabilities or obligations will be valued down to the amount of the discounted asset value if the discounted value of the assets is less than the liabilities. But in this case, for simplicity reasons, let's say that the $10 million gets discounted down to $8 million. Therefore, liabilities will not have to restructure, right? So now, you'll see that in our previous example, right, our equity, our shareholder equity was at $4 million, and this is before the bankruptcy, right? So now we are going through a bankruptcy, a liquidation, and now our value on our assets have been discounted to $8 million, right? But we have enough cash still to pay down our liabilities. So liabilities will be paid down first. Our debt obligations have to be paid down first by law, right? So your shareholders, right, or the individuals or entities that have the claim on the equity through ownership, right, of stock shares, right, they will see their equity or their value be cut down, right, to $2 million, because now if you look, you have the $8 million in assets minus the $6 million in liabilities. Liabilities don't have to be restructured because we have enough cash or we have enough value in our assets to pay down liabilities, right? So now our equity will take the hit, right? So here you can see that we had the $4 million in equity, right? But here, now after we subtract out $6 from the $8 million, now we only have $2 million in equity, right? So as the liquidation process goes through, right, we take a hit in the equity. So obviously the shareholders, to answer the question, will take the hit or bear the burden on the restructure because liabilities will always be paid down first. So now, back to shareholders, instead of $4 million being distributed out to shareholders, now they will only be distributed out $2 million, and their holdings have then been cut in half.